and I hope that some of you are. Each episode of Love Notes features a brand new guest, and then me, one of the co-hosts, I'm Pika, and my co-host, Naomi, we help that guest to make a personalized radio show for someone that they love. They tell stories, we listen to songs that are important to them, and every week we just gain even more appreciation for the ways in which love and music can move together. This episode is a little different, though. For one, it's just me. Naomi is on leave due to moving across the ocean, which is a very fair reason. The other reason it's a bit different is that there's no guest. In anticipation of CITR's yearly fundraiser, which is called Fund Drive, this episode will be dedicated to a great friend of the show. This friend has been exceedingly supportive throughout the development of Love Notes. This friend is quirky, they're fun, they're creative, they're welcoming. They're so multifaceted that it's like they have several personalities wrapped up into one. They also spend a concerning amount of time in the AMS student nest. In case you haven't figured it out already, this friend is CITR. So here we go. This episode of Love Notes is from Love Notes, and it's to CITR. It tells our love story. It wonders if you might find the love story so touching that you might just donate to CITR at donate2citr.ca. It wonders if you might find our friend CITR so charming that you might want to start a relationship with it, maybe even a financial relationship. I would be more than happy to set you two up. So our most recent guest, Jess, she mentioned that you can't help but feel happy when you listen to ABBA. And I want the listener to both feel happy and to quickly grasp the primary objective of this episode.
Money.
if you are a rich man, CITR would love to know what it's like to live in your world. And if it had a little money, specifically if it had $20,000, it would complete the major upgrades that it started last year, including the replacement of its antenna and transmitter, which will improve its broadcast quality and expand its range, and also including a complete rebuild of the on-air studio with a new industry standard automation system. If that sounds good to you, a one-time or monthly donation can be made at donate2citr.ca. Now, whether you have the means to donate or not, I hope that you do stick around for this episode. It will contain scattered information about fund drive and donations and money and whatnot, but this episode is still intended for everyone to enjoy. I'll be talking about how Naomi and I met CITR, what made us fall in love with each other, and what keeps us around. Yes, I will be CITR's hype woman. Yes, I will attempt to make you fall in love with CITR in a way that makes you type donate2citr.ca into your browser. Yes, these are my obligations as a radio show host that loves the radio station that hosts their show. But as a listener, you have no obligations to do anything except listen to stuff that makes you feel good. In conclusion, there will be mention of money, but there will also be stories and memories of past episodes. And there will be lots of music. In fact, there will be more songs than usual to spare us all from an hour of me monologuing. So, we've got to start with how we met, right? How did me and Naomi meet CITR? How did we meet each other? Naomi, I always make that mistake. And Naomi, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I made that mistake in the introduction and I'm terribly embarrassed. Anyway, Naomi and I, we met through a mutual friend. He knew that we both loved podcasts, so he introduced us to each other, and somehow, amazingly, these two people who are connected solely by their love of listening found something to talk about. And eventually those two people found something to talk about on air every 2 weeks. Love and music, who'da thunk? I think sometimes I get a bit too much credit on this show. I came up with the basic idea and structure of Love Notes by making something really similar for my best friend, Bella. You can hear about that story in the From Bella and Pika to Bika episode. But anyway, I might have had the idea, but it was Naomi that really had the drive to see this idea through. She really ran with Love Notes. As soon as we kind of discussed the idea, she was touring CITR, she was taking trainings, she was scoping out potential guests. She was just amazing. Naomi, this show would never have gotten off the ground without your belief that it could be good. And definitely not without your seemingly endless stream of very cool friends with a very cool taste in music. So in a teeny love note, within a love note, I'd like to dedicate the next song to my beloved co-host and collaborator, Naomi. This is the intro and outro song of one of our very favorite podcasts, Heavyweight. This is Sun in an Empty Room by The Weaker Thans. Rent is scheming with the damage deposit.
Sun in an empty room. 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 Take 8 minutes and shadow cross the floor. We don't live here anymore.
That was Sun in an Empty Room by The Weaker Thans. Please do check out Heavyweight. It's such an amazing show. Jonathan Goldstein, if you're listening to this, and I hope you are, I will drop everything to be a poorly paid intern on your show. My nearly complete degree in environmental sciences would not matter anymore. Climate change wouldn't matter anymore. All that would matter is how you like your coffee. To segue back into the point of this show, Heavyweight has recently been canceled by Spotify and is apparently searching for a new home. So if you are a rich man with lots of money, perhaps CITR could have a chance here. Imagine a world in which Jonathan Goldstein could do a deep dive into something that Nardwar regrets from his past. Donate to CITR.ca. The next song is dedicated to Jasper. He was the programming manager back when Love Notes was just a twinkle in our eyes. He trained us on how to make pre-recorded shows. He patiently explained when profanity on the radio was okay and when it was not. He gave us our most precious Tuesday at 10 to 11 a.m. time slot, which we love so much. He was overall just incredibly welcoming and accommodating to us two radio newbies. He was soft-spoken, gentle, confident that we could make something good. He was wearing Birkenstocks. He's got cool glasses. He wears cool beanies. And after he trained us and we were thanking him so much for his help, he was so humble and he just said, you know, it's my job to get people on the radio. Well, now his job is station manager, so big congrats to him. So deserving and so proud to be one of the contributors to this station. And by the way, I'm pretty sure you can get people on the radio without being the sweetest and kindest man alive. So this next song is Jasper by Aidan Knight.
Into it, bathed my heels in jasper, felt the sand give an inch, all the people bathing, teeth became connected, smiling while we waited into the shallowness. Take me down to the water. Frightened,
when you put your face in the mouth of the canyon, the murky water tides. What a relief to see all your sins absolved without a washing cloth, just the stillness of the night. Take me down to the water. Frightened when you put your face in the mouth of the canyon, the murky water tides. What a relief to see all your sins absolved without a washing cloth, just the stillness of the night.
So thanks again, Jasper. You made the process of joining CITR something that was really easy, really fun. We were confident with our idea, but we were shaky with our non-existent radio skills. And you just made it clear right from the get-go that the good idea was what mattered. So thank you so much, Jasper. Just like that, you know, suddenly, we're best friends with CITR. Our very first guest on Love Notes was Nick, and he featured his relationship with his boyfriend, Ethan. He was like a radio and storytelling pro, so he really helped me and Naomi feel comfortable as co-hosts right from the start. He really was patient as we were trying to figure things out for the very first time. And yeah, I still think about Nick's episode all the time. I'm still really proud of it. Maybe it's because he was pretty masterful in telling vivid stories that added up to a relationship that felt really real and nuanced. Maybe it's because you always remember your first time. Maybe it's because Nick brought us a delicious chocolate treat, which we consumed outside of the studio, if anyone's listening. Next episode, it's a standout for me. And the next song, Lose It by Swimmers, was the first song that was ever played on Love Notes. It had been the start of something special for Nick and Ethan, and it was the start of something special for our show, too.
When I first saw you, I made a mixtape. I didn't know you'd do the same damn thing. When I said goodbye to you, it went quiet, 'cause I didn't wanna feel any pain. The last thing I want is another debutante to take me away from my world. And I know that wasn't us, but it still got tough. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn
FunDrive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable Just Married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
So as you just heard in that little PSA, Fund Drive is CITR's annual week-long fundraiser in which it looks to its listeners and community for support through one-time or monthly donations. And depending on the size of that donation, you can get some nice merch. It's very cute, very funky, Discorder-esque stuff. They've got a good graphic designer on the team. So this year, the Fund Drive is happening in the first week of February. And between the 1st and the 8th, it hopes to raise $20,000 to support its continued presence as a community resource and a platform for underrepresented voices.
It's Naomi. This might be a bit of a jumbled episode because Pika and I are still figuring out how we're going to make the show while I'm away from Vancouver for a little while. But I'm just chiming in to say it's been a great, great time. CITR is the best for making people feel welcome, making voices heard, diverse voices. We're very lucky to be a part of that, you know, group of voices on the radio, and we couldn't thank them enough. If you've enjoyed any of these episodes, or if you just happen to be tuning in and you've got cash weighing you down, consider donating. All the coolest kids on the block are doing it. That's all I can say. Supporting local creators, it's really in for 2024. And, you know, if you want to just support by sharing a show on social media or, you know, letting your friends know that CITR has so much fun, great shows and music, then do that as well. Do what you can. Do whatever you want. It's a free country. And with that, I'll hand it back to Pika.
CITR and Love Notes, we love each other. We've got a relationship, and relationships change you. I think that doing Love Notes, it's brought me some confidence, for sure. It's shown me what can be done when you have an awesome co-host who figures out what can be done. One of the most amazing parts of hosting this show has, of course, been the guests. The guests really, they do the bulk of the work. Not to discourage future guests, but there's a worksheet that they have to fill out. They have to choose all of the songs in advance. They have to think about how much they're willing to share, what things ought to be kept private. And they're just often very vulnerable, very creative, very insightful. And like I said at the start of the show, every episode that we do, I'm just amazed again at music's power to transport you back in time, to connect you with other people, or to do both at once, to take you back in time to when a connection felt a certain way, whether better or worse. And I'm so proud to be a part of this show that leverages music to tell people's stories. And to be honest, if each show has one listener, you know, the person who the guest made the love note for, if they listen, then I consider that a job well done. I really think of each love note as a gift to that one person, something shaped by the guest, and maybe moved along a bit by the curiosity that Naomi and I bring as hosts. But it's just been really exciting to be able to collaborate with new people every 2 weeks, to just hear new love stories every 2 weeks. It's just such a bright spot in my life, such a uncomplicated joy. I guess what I'm saying is that if CITR is listening, that's great. This is for you. Everyone else who's listening, your bonus, your gravy. Thank you so much for listening. And if any of those who are listening are past guests, you are the thickest, juiciest, most deliciousest gravy. You are the cherry on top. You're the icing on the cake. You're The last sip of tea when you put a sugar cube in it, but you haven't mixed it very well. You know, that like really sweet last sip. Yeah. If anyone's getting confused with the metaphors here, totally fair. The only one that I want you to remember is that CITR is your friend. You know, it's your poor friend. They need a little money. Maybe they've got a lot of cats. One of their cats is named Pika. One's named Naomi, but there's a lot of other ones. You know, and they've got their own little thing going on, and they need to be healthy, and they need to be fed, and that takes money. And so your friend CITR, the crazy cat lady, is asking for donations just this one time to help out with the cats. If you are confused, just Google donate to CITR.ca, and everything I just said will make sense. So for the last, 25 minutes or so, I wanted to look back a bit at the episodes we've made so far, the types of love that have been featured, highlight a few songs that have made it into Naomi and my playlists. I'm actually going to get Naomi to help me out with the first category, so here she is.
Hello, it's Naomi recording remotely for this very special Fun Drive episode of Love Notes. And I'm chatting about a category that is surprisingly underrepresented on Love Notes in our episode so far. And that is romantic love, because we've got a whole diverse representation on the show in the episode so far of different kinds of love. But surprisingly, romantic love, love from one partner to another, shockingly, only two episodes have been that kind of love. And it was the very first two episodes, from Nick to Ethan and from Tessa to Ben. Two epic couples still going strong, might I add. Love Notes only solidifies existing love, which everyone should keep in mind if they're listening and want to come on, make a special love note for someone. And it's funny because originally we were saying we want to make sure that we've got lots of different categories that we're representing all different types of love, which clearly we've done successfully because romantic love has ended up being a minority of the episodes. So one of the songs that I really loved from one of those episodes that I think just is a classic romantic love song and is, you know, a great CanCon moment. And it was from the episode that Tessa made for her boyfriend Ben. And that song we're going to play now is Catch Your Eye by Andy Schaaf. And, I mean, you're about to hear it. You know what's coming. It's so lovely. It's so sweet. It's so sentimental and just makes you want to catch someone's eye, dare I say. So we'll give this a play. If you have enjoyed listening to those two episodes, why don't you contribute to the Fun Drive? Heck, couldn't hurt. And if you want to be on a future episode of Love Notes to make a romantic love note, which has ended up being, you know, an underrepresented group, then get in touch on our Instagram and make it happen. We need you. Thank you.
you never did turn. I need to meet you. I need to catch you.
Thank you, Naomi, for introducing that lovely song, Miss You Very Much. And Naomi's totally right. Romantic love has been a surprising minority on Love Notes. Turns out university students aren't lining up to talk about their partners. Maybe because there's a bit less confidence in the longevity of those relationships. Compared to the family ones. So family relationships, we've had three siblings, Claire to Evan, Sylvain to Luke, Carter to Jada, and then we've had a few for parents. So my sister did one for our dad, Naomi did one for her dad, which is probably one of my favorites, and Jess recently did one for her mom. And it's interesting to see how people have been very eager to talk about these long-lasting family relationships. I think it makes sense because music can contain a lot of memories. You know, me and my sister know what we've listened to at every stage of our lives. And so there's a lot of shared history there. But I also think that the depth and sort of nuances of family love, of maybe unconditional love, can be hard to put into words. The feelings can sometimes be better captured by a piece of music. And one moment that really stands out to me is when Naomi was talking about the song Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens. She wanted to dedicate it to her grandmother, and she got choked up, and she couldn't really talk anymore, and the song just said everything for her.
I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, but I think one time we were listening to it, and my dad said that it was there's this one line in the song that reminds him of his mom, and my grandma was just the most incredible person, absolutely was a huge part in why my dad's such an amazing person, and she left us far too soon. Mm-hmm. So this one is for her.
Spirit of my silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin, but I don't know where to begin.
lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare, with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend. Will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
I've been listening to that song every morning, even though I know how it will make me feel, because it's just so beautiful. So thanks for bringing that one onto my radar, Naomi. The next most popular type of love featured on Love Notes thus far is that which exists between friends, your chosen family. So Bilal made one for his friend Jake. Michael made one for his friend William. I'm putting Josh in here. He made one for his friends and band members in the exit strategy. My best friend Bella made one with me in honor of our friendship. And Molly made one for Allison. And I just saw Molly walk into CITR. So I have picked a song from their episode. I know that's a good choice because Molly's a local tastemaker and huge music person. So the song is True Blue by Boy Genius. This song is for all of the amazing friendships that we've heard about. May they last long. May they be healthy. May they be comforting and relaxing and challenging. Before that song plays, you'll hear a little information ad about the fun drive, because remember, this is not about love, it's about money. Just kidding, it's about love and money and the ways in which love can be expressed through small donations to a community radio station. So here we go.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner. And this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donate2citr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle, a fashionable Just Married sweatsuit, and of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donate2citr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
Oh,
We are almost at the end. We have one song left. Thank you again for listening. If you made it this far, I am very thankful for CITR. I'm very thankful for everyone who has been a part of this show, and I am very thankful to Naomi as well. To finish, I want to talk about one last category of love. We had a guest named Bryn, and she came with the idea to dedicate her episode to a cabin that she lived in alone during the pandemic. And I love the creativity there. I loved how vulnerable she was. She was willing to talk about the fact that it is hard to be alone and to be happy while being alone. And she talked about how music helped her confront and cope with and overcome that loneliness that she felt. It's lovely to think of music as a connection to past versions of ourselves. And I hope that the archive of Love Notes episode will be something similar. It'll be something that guests can go back to and, you know, use to reminisce about the person that they were and how they thought about the world and how they felt about the people that they were doing life with. So here's Traveler by The Weather Station. See you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Love Notes.
I felt just like a traveler as I went walking up my street. Every building so familiar, oh, it's like I never seen it. And there's the same rows of houses, row on row. I felt just like a stranger. I set my key in the door and lingered, standing there on the porch. Little flecks on the brick where the painting stuck. I never could paint in love. I felt just like a tourist, seeing it all for the first time. Like a guest, unsure of what I would find. I set down my boots, we would hang out in suits, and I brushed the snow from my coat to the skin I was soaked.
listening to UBC Medicine Learning Network Presents on CITR Radio.
This podcast was recorded on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
To learn more about the land you are on, visit native-land.ca.